This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new survey spotlights how young adulthood has changed over the last decade. The Colorado Health Institute surveyed 10,000 Coloradans. It found Gen Z adults, those 18 to 26, were three times more likely to report poor mental health than the generation ahead of them. Though cost and insurance were the biggest obstacles to getting mental health care, this group was most likely to seek help. About one in five Coloradans is in Gen Z. Colorado's U.S. attorney during the first Trump administration says he didn't recall immigration operations that involved so many federal law enforcement officers. He says mostly raids like Wednesday's were ICE's concern, and the other federal agencies, including the FBI and the ATF, focused on criminal matters. This is Jason Dunn, now a lawyer in the private sector.
I don't know if I saw FBI, ATF, DEA being part of operations that were primarily immigration oriented. I don't recall that during my time as U.S. attorney where that was the focus of the operation involving multiple agencies, unless they were, you know, also in investigating what might be a criminal enterprise of some other kind that involved illegal immigrants.
Dunn also says that if the Department of Justice wants to make immigration enforcement its top priority, that's the prerogative of the president. A three-time track Olympian will give the University of Colorado Boulder's commencement speech this spring. Emma Coburn is a CU alumna and NCAA national champion. As a student, she also competed at the 2012 Olympics. CU's graduation ceremony is in early May. This is CPR News.